Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Is your pricing hurting your business? When you're first starting out, pricing your services is one of the hardest things for new entrepreneurs to get right, and for good reason. The way new entrepreneurs price their services can set them up for struggle from the start or can accelerate your growth in replacing your salary. In today's episode, we talk about the five pricing mistakes new entrepreneurs make and how you can deliver great value and create high-end offerings. Are you ready? Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is the place for new and aspiring women entrepreneurs to get the basic foundation of what it takes to build a services business before you burn through your precious savings. And thank you for all these delicious reviews. Leaving a review helps others like you find the show, and it's also a great motivator for me. Everyone loves the love, and I'm no exception. And if there's anything in this show that raises new questions for you, shoot me an email. I'm easy to reach at deb@thegreatdoover.com. So this episode is for you if you're ready to make the leap and it feels like it's hard to get momentum in your business. And you might be getting a little bit nervous about your nest egg. And today we're peeling back the mystery behind pricing. It's such a hard area for new entrepreneurs to wrap their head around. You know, it kicks up all your stuff. And we're really going to peel back the five pricing mistakes that I see most new entrepreneurs make and give you a new perspective and a new strategy for how you can package and price your service offerings. So, you excited about that? I'm super excited about it. All right, let's dive in. And this is also for you if you are thinking about leaving your corporate job. And many women right now are afraid that what's awaiting for them in the fall might be a pink slip. You know, you might end up being laid off. If you've listened to episode 23 with Nicole Case, you know that in the Whisper Network, inside the HR industry, there's talk of layoffs this fall. And you have a choice. You can take control of your income by either looking for another job or maybe packaging your expertise and launching a new business, at least for right now. So whichever you choose, this will be a great training ground for you in how you would go about packaging and pricing your services and replacing that corporate paycheck that's no longer keeping you afloat. So first, when you start out as an entrepreneur, or if you're just starting to package your services and do some freelance work, everything feels new. And for all of your success at your former job, you suddenly feel like, I'm the new kid on the block and I don't necessarily know what I'm doing. So I hear that all the time. Like, I'm so new to this. I'm not really sure what I'm doing. And being new to this coaching or consulting or training business means that you're not entirely confident about what to charge and you don't want to appear too expensive and price yourself out of the market. And let's face it, in this time in our economy right now, if you're a coach or if you're a consultant, a trainer, anyone in the services space, competition is pretty fierce. You know, if you're an accountant or a CPA firm, or you're offering outsourced HR services or virtual assistant services, whatever your specific value proposition is, you're not alone. There's a lot of health coaches. There's a lot of leadership coaches. There's a lot of executive coaches out there. As you look around, you might you might see so many others that look and sound just like you. So how can you get a sense of your value and charge enough so that you can make a living doing something that you love, especially when you're first starting out? And it's so funny. Recently, I was doing a search on pricing guidelines for new coaches, and I came across one of the coaching certification programs in my Google search. And their recommendation for coaches first starting out was, are you ready? Between $65 and $100 per hour. That, my friend, will keep you broke and hungry if you're charging for your services in that way. It's just not sustainable, right? It's not sustainable. That's probably less than you were making in your corporate job if you included, you know, all your benefits and perks on top of that. So if this is resonating with you, let me dispel this very first myth of pricing. You're not just starting out. You have a lifetime of experience behind you that might equate to decades of your personal life. So, my friend, you are definitely not new to this. You may have a new credential, but you're not new to this professional world. And it's likely true that you picked your business based on a skill that you've perfected and that you really love. And that's even more points in your favor. And even though it's super important for you to embrace your value, embracing your value isn't sufficient for you to earn six figures your first year out. So let's dive in to the five most common pricing mistakes that I see new entrepreneurs make when launching their coaching or consulting business. And go grab a pen and a piece of paper or re-listen to this podcast later, because you want to jot these down and identify which of the five mistakes you might be making so that you can start earning more money now. So number one is pricing by the hour. First of all, you don't deliver value by the hour, right? Why would you charge by the hour when someone engages you as a coach or a consultant? You're not delivering a specific value proposition or a specific result in an hour or a number of hours. You know, it usually takes time. You know, think of leaders. Leaders take time to develop into better leaders. If you're a consultant and you're helping companies redo a process or get transformation in their business, transformation doesn't happen overnight, and processes don't get created or embraced or practiced in an hour or at an hourly rate. You're selling a result. So I have seen several newly minted business owners take their former salary and come up with an hourly rate based on what they used to earn in their former job. And that doesn't work either. First, you're not always engaged in client work. You're not spending 100% of your time in service delivery. Second, you've got a lot of overhead in your business, or at least a little overhead. You're paying for software tools. You might be paying for a virtual assistant. You have technology costs. So there is overhead in your business that you didn't have when you were an employee. And you became an entrepreneur because you wanted to solve a problem. You wanted to deliver a result and make an impact with your work. And your clients pay you because there's something that they want to achieve that they can't do on their own. So whether they're individuals or leaders in companies, they're retaining you to help with a specific outcome. And there is a value to that outcome that doesn't come attached to an hourly rate. So let's just cross charging by the hour off your list right now. The second pricing mistake that many new entrepreneurs make is charging what they think their clients can afford. Charging what they think their clients can afford. And maybe this is you. When you think this way, most of the time it's because you think, how can I ever charge this person when I know they're struggling financially? So one of my clients just said this to me the other day. I was just on a coaching session, and one of my clients was putting together an 8-week group program, and we were going over their pricing. And the program is priced at $2,000 over the 8 weeks. And they were going to offer a 12-month payment plan because they knew some of the women in their circle were struggling financially. So when you have a payment plan, your payment plan can't be longer than the services that you're providing. You don't want to assume the risk of people having to continue to pay you after you've already delivered the service. And just because someone else, and maybe that's a famous coach or maybe someone who has a program that you participated in, had a 12-month payment plan, doesn't mean that it's a right strategy for you. People pay for results. And if you think about how you have invested in yourself, how you have invested in your education and your training on this entrepreneurial journey, you have likely invested in courses or masterminds or training programs or certifications that have provided a specific result that had value to you. I have worked with clients who have sold things they no longer needed, or asked for a loan from a family member, or got scrappy and started a side hustle that paid for their access to my program. So when there is a clear value for what you deliver to your clients, people find a way. They find a way to the money. So mistake number three is pricing based on what your competition charges. So that's so easy, right? Let me see what's standard in the market. And granted, there is a range of acceptable value when you're charging for your services, but you want to be more than just acceptable. I know if you're in my circle, you're much more than acceptable. You are exceptional at what you do, and you want to stand out above your competition by offering a premium value proposition. When you have a premium value proposition, when you have more than a return on investment, you have a return on advantage. This usually takes a little bit of upfront work when you're launching your business. And that's why when we're in the launch lab for women entrepreneurs, we spend a good deal of time finding the gap in the market that everyone else is missing. So when I was launching services in the corporate world, I invested a lot of time talking to my ideal clients so that I could find that gap and fill it with an irresistible offer. And that's where, you know, there's like a 10x on the return on investment, or even return on advantage. And I'll talk a little bit about that later on. I love that term, return on advantage. I was talking to Julie, my enrollment strategist today, and we're working up some juicy new training for you around pricing strategies. And I said, you know, it's not just ROI, it's not return on investment, it's return on advantage. You are giving your clients an advantage. You're giving them an edge, whether you're giving them an edge on their health, on their business, on their leadership. So stay tuned. I always let the cat out of the bag. I'm so excited about what we're developing. So anyway, if you're a newly trained coach, newly launched coach, you're a first-time consultant, this is square one. If you look and sound like everyone else in your category, if, you know, once I was working with a couple who had an accounting agency, there were virtual CFOs for entrepreneurs who owned like $10 to $20 million businesses. And when they first started out, they were looking at their competition and looking at how their competition worded what they were offering, and they wanted to do something similar. But we threw that away right away, and we started talking with our ideal customers. We found what that advantage was, and we started talking about their unique advantage. So when you can position yourself as a premium, you can position yourself to charge a premium for your services. Got it? Okay, you ready? Here's mistake number four, offering only one-to-one services. And this is so critically important. This is not just for the coaches out there. This is for the consultants too. Whether you're a consultant or a coach, you can only handle so many private clients at once. And that ends up where you're trading time for money. And when you operate this way, you know, it's a viable strategy when you're first starting out, but I recommend that you quickly bring leverage into your product offerings, bring leverage into your business. Leverage is when you create repeatable solutions that you sell repeatedly to many people at once. So there's really two types of leverage in your business. In the coaching space, it's these group programs or year-long masterminds. Maybe it's retreats or other events. Maybe it's an online course where you can earn a significant portion of your income in one-to-many offerings. And this is how you build a 7- or 8-figure coaching or consulting business, and you keep your margins high. It's not like you're hiring so many new people to be able to deliver these one-on-one services. When you're delivering one-to-many, you can hire many fewer people, and of course, that increases your profit margins. In the consulting world, instead of selling custom consulting, you might find a common problem that exists across industries and offer a group consulting or a peer mentoring experience. So this is a proven business model that has been adopted by companies like Gartner, Forrester Research, Vistage, the EO organization. And when I worked for Gartner and I launched the Enterprise IT Leaders Program, that was a way for executives who shared the same leadership role across different companies and industries to come together and work with our analysts and their peers in solving common problems. So do you see how that multiplies the value proposition? Because not only are they getting value from you, but they're also getting value from their peer group. And that's priceless to be able to learn from other people's experience. So this is a model that still works today. If you're a coach, obviously it's a proven model in masterminds and online courses. If you're a consultant, think about how you can reach many leaders at once with an advisory service versus a done with you strategy. So I recently walked through this scenario with one of my clients, and I said, if you take 30 executives whose companies each invest $25,000 for their membership in your program, that's a $750,000 offering. 30 executives at $25,000 is $750,000. And I think that replaces most corporate paychecks. What do you think? So that's a big difference from earning $75,000 or even $200,000 your first year out. So how would you introduce leverage into your business model? I'm really interested to hear your ideas. So reach out to me on Facebook. There's a link to our Life After Corporate Facebook group in the show notes. Reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram. Let me know if this was a light bulb moment for you and if you have an idea that you'd like us to explore together, because I'd love to talk with you about your idea. I get so jazzed in creating new ideas, new revenue streams. It's one of my favorite things to do. So are you ready? Drum roll. Mistake number 5, and it's so important and it's so juicy. It's undervaluing what you offer. And this is so common when you're thinking about what the value of an hour of your time is worth, and you're putting together packages based on that number and based on the amount of time that it'll take for you to deliver. The truth is, if you're positioned right in your market, you are solving a real problem that has an absolute value for your client. And that value could be hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to them. So when you're aligning to your value, the value of a successful outcome for your client, this is what I mean by return on advantage, you have a win-win scenario. So if your client gets to save $250,000 and you're offering a $25,000 solution, your client is getting a 10 times return on their investment. And that's good ROI in any market, don't you think? So what would it look like if you positioned your value to your clients as a 10 times their investment? Can you align to that potential outcome? Can you align to that value? Can you see yourself delivering that kind of value proposition? because that's an entirely different posture that you're taking in your market. It's showing up with a high degree of confidence. And granted, it might take you a few clients to get that validation and get that proof that you can deliver that type of outcome. But that's what we're going for. That's how you get to stand out in a crowded market. And that's how you get to charge a premium price. And that's how you get to be a 7 or 8 figure entrepreneur. And not all benefits are hard dollar benefits. Some are soft dollar benefits that you can also start to quantify. So these are the skills that you need to develop. So a soft dollar benefit, if you are helping a woman leader stand more firmly in her value and increase her leadership confidence, you're giving her an edge in her career that might lead to new promotions, accelerating her climb up the corporate ladder, increasing her income. There's a return on that advantage, whether it's a hard dollar benefit that you can quantify today. You can certainly talk through that scenario with her. What would it be like? What would it be like if you got this promotion? What's the average value of a promotion to you? Suppose you got promoted next year and then you got another promotion 2 years later. What would that mean for the course of your career? What would that do for your confidence? What would that do for you as a leader and being a more effective leader to your teams? What would be the outcome for your company if you were growing more effective leaders in the company that were generating more revenue? It becomes an exponential equation when you start thinking in those terms. So these are the skills that you need to develop when you're having these sales conversations so that you can be aligning to your price and your ideal client's interpretation of value. If you're not talking value, then you end up being too expensive. And that's not you, my friend, because you're in my circle and we're not going to let that happen. So if you enjoyed this episode of Life After Corporate, please take the time and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It means so much and it helps others find our show. And if you're not already in our super cool circle of the Life After Corporate Facebook group, hey, come on over. That's where all the juicy stuff happens. It's where you get access to new tools that you can use in pricing your services, where you get early alerts to free training, and you have a community of other women just getting started or on the journey just like you are right now. So come on over and join us, and I'll see you real soon. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.